This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. American airstrikes in northern Iraq have intensified over the past few days, with repeated attacks on frontline Iraqi positions near the two main cities in the region, Mosul and Kirkuk. Kurdish militia fighters opposed to Saddam Hussein have taken over some positions abandoned by Iraqi troops in the region. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kalak in the Kurdish-held area. Ivan, how intense were these airstrikes?
There are the sounds of fighter jets flying high, high overhead. This distant roar, we've been hearing this all morning today and all throughout the night. The Kurdish officials in this frontline town, they say that the number of airstrikes against the neighboring ridge, which is occupied by Iraqi soldiers, has intensified over the past 3 days. They're very happy with this. They were critical of the lack of airstrikes in the beginning of this war. And also in the past 2 hours, I've seen two huge clouds of smoke on the horizon coming from the direction of the northwestern Iraqi-held city of Mosul. By all descriptions, this air war has intensified here in the northern part of the country over the past 3 to 4 days.
And what's the situation on the ground?
Well, we've heard from Kurdish officials that just today, Iraqi forces withdrew about 2 to 3 miles from the Kurdish-held city of Dahok. That's the first withdrawal we've seen around the front, around this northwestern city of Mosul. About 4 days ago, the Iraqis made a withdrawal from several positions around the northeastern Iraqi-held city of Kirkuk. They moved back from 5 to 15 miles, and Kurdish forces have moved into that territory. The withdrawal came without a shot from the Iraqi side. The Kurds are calling it a tactical withdrawal to strengthen their forces. They are also saying, though, that the northern front here is active, that U.S. special forces on the ground are working with Kurdish militia fighters along the front line. They are making incursions into Iraqi territory, but that most of these operations are invisible. We're not seeing these. He's describing an active front that will not take on the form that we've seen in the south of massive tank columns, but that will be more cloak and dagger, more night work than what we've seen in the south. So the situation here remains a bit of a standoff, though. The Kurds themselves unilaterally are promising not to engage with the Iraqi forces until they get that order from the Americans.
You've been able to talk to some Iraqi army deserters. What did they have to say?
That's right. This morning, according to the Kurdish officials in this frontline town, at least 15 Iraqi soldiers have defected, have surrendered. They fled across the front line from Iraq, and they told some disturbing stories about what life is like under the American airstrikes for the past 3 days and the methods that the Iraqi army is using to keep them in their positions. The two men that I spoke with described execution patrols, groups of Ba'ath Party loyalists, intelligence operatives whose job is to kill anybody who seeks to flee the army, to quit the army. They don't say they have not seen these people firsthand, but they have heard through rumors, through their colleagues, of several Iraqi soldiers that have been killed trying to flee. One of them said he was planning to run south to his hometown, away from the front lines, away from the American airstrikes, but learned that it would be too dangerous, so he decided to run here to Kurdistan. Both these men, they were very worried for their were in Baghdad-controlled Iraq. They refused to give their names. They refused to be photographed. It does seem to be a climate of fear on the Iraqi side, keeping these soldiers in place. In addition to this, they described the deadly American airstrikes coming down, that it struck terror in all of these people. Whenever they hear the sound of a plane, like I'm hearing overhead right now, they dive for the nearest trench.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kalak, in the Kurdish-held area of northern Iraq.